welcome, welcome. Have we got a good show lined up for you today? This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Lot of news, man. It's June 22nd. Doesn't stop us from getting a lot of stuff to cover. We didn't hit this yesterday, but you guys know I've been passionate about this story since I started doing this show. Yesterday, the news hit. We had so much happening. Didn't touch it. The Supreme Court ruled that the NCAA may not place limits on education-related benefits. Basically, the NCAA athletes can earn money off their likeness, among other things. Good move, bad move. That's our power to play sports poll question of the day. Good move, bad move. Amazing move. Are there going to be growing pains? Sure. But I mean, Colfax, everyone's confused by this. You keep thinking, well, the NCAA's got to pay them that money. When are they going to pay the swimmers and the volleyball? The NCAA's not paying these athletes, although that's a completely different discussion that I'm also willing to have. You get to choose scholarship or a check from us. And you'd be a paid employee, just like the janitor, just like the science professor. That's what they're called, just the science professor. There's not like, yeah, just what do you do? I'm a science professor. This is not that. Again, I'm willing to have that conversation. This is, you get to be paid off your likeness. You make a TikTok video, somebody wants to advertise Sprite in that video, you get to. And if your grades aren't up and you suck at the sport you're scholarshiped in, then you go bye-bye. And endorsements get to choose. Wow, they get to choose. Listen, this can teach young men and women how to handle their business. They're adults. I know we like to call college student athletes kids. You're not. Once you are 18, you are legally an adult. It's time to start acting like it, right? College is not supposed to be, in my mind anyway, college was supposed to be the precursor, the opening up to the world. Yet we want to continue to shelter and lock down and keep them in this little bubble, this college bubble. College sports makes a lot of money, specifically college football and men's basketball. Here's what Justice Kavanaugh said. Justice Kavanaugh, that's a big name, right? He was in the news a lot last year. Here's his quote. I mean, this went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court was like, what you're doing is wrong. It just flat out is. Quote, the NCAA is not above the law, Kavanaugh wrote. The NCAA couches its arguments for not paying student athletes in innocuous labels. But the labels cannot disguise the reality. The NCAA's business model would be flatly illegal in almost any other industry in America. Well, Brady, they get scholarships. That's not payment. They get room and board. They get all these things. What are you talking about? What about the kids that go on scholarship to become doctors and lawyers? They can make money off their likeness if that's something that's real. I mean, a doctor can get TikTok followers by doing a new dance or something, right? And then suddenly they have millions of followers. And then that guy that's going to be a doctor suddenly is getting paid by people to be an influencer on TikTok. These are all legitimate things now, folks. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. The NCAA doesn't step in and say, well, you can't do that because you're going to our school. No, you're still an independent person studying at our school. College athletes are not. Now, they're getting the stipend now. They're allowed to make a little more money. But I just think about some of these great athletes. We're going to have Kyle Bell on the show. Kyle Bell is, well, he's a great friend of mine. He's a very good friend of mine. He is a former running back for Colorado State. He's a legend. So we're going to have him on the show. I'm excited for that. Yes, it's going to be very, very, very good. Susan and Cheryl did not show up to work today. Oh, there they are. Okay, girls. All right, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday today. You come on. Usually we're not sloppy until Thursday or Friday. Girls were out last night, though. They were out. I don't know what they were doing, but apparently there was like a party Monday night. Something happened in Colfax.
Like a summer solstice thing, May, I think.
Oh, yeah, summer solstice.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they were doing. I'm sure they were celebrating summer solstice.
Yep.
Was that yesterday?
Or
was
Sunday?
It Sunday?
I can't remember.
First day of summer?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
So maybe they just had, like, double hangover from that.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to go out and celebrate summer solstice as much as the next guy.
You know it.
But you got to be able to bring it to work the next day. Yesterday was the longest day
in history?
I don't think so. The longest day of the year.
Okay.
So now it all gets shorter from here.
Downhill from here.
Back to fall and winter we go.
Yep.
Summer's over. Let's move on. Let's get away from these sunburns and pastiness. I'm done with it. Get back to the fall and winter where we belong. Great move, right?
Absolutely.
I want to hear those that are complaining about this. I really do. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. It's Top Text Tuesday, by the way. So I want your best text. The arch nemesis of the show came by today to pick up his second championship victory. You got the David Thompson signed jersey. I mean, hooligans. I'm issuing a challenge to you right now. A challenge. You cannot let the arch... He wore his Chiefs hat in the studio. Disgusting. So I need you guys... I need you to work. Eastside Chris, field days do work. See late text from yesterday. Oh, do you want... What do we got? Okay, Brady worked for a surveying company. We measured the yardage for long ball hitting contest at Mad Russian Golf Course. They also had a fishing contest and other contests. A buffet, adult beverage tent also provided. Happened to be the last 2 years Broncos were in Greeley. By the way, they won the Super Bowls. I got some stories. Oh, that's cool. I mean, that's a cool story. Dixon, what do you got here? Didn't waste any time. He comes by and wins his prize. He's going right back at it. I will say this. He's the arch nemesis. We hate his guts, but he goes right back to work. He wins the title. He goes right back to work. That's what he does. This is why he's the king of texts on this show. Nobody can dethrone him. I wish you could. Hooligans, I really wish you could, but he brings it every day. Some of you guys, you don't bring it every day. Some of you guys throw texts out that I can't read, I can't make sense of, or I can't personally make sense of them. Texter, Brady, with this ruling, where is the money coming from? If it's going to the athletes, that means it's not going somewhere else where it was going previously. Have a feeling it could be a catch-22, and there may end up being less scholarships for other students in other sports. So you mean that the major sponsors that are already supporting the schools will choose to go elsewhere? Maybe they're going to have that in the rules somewhere. You know, current boosters you can't mess with. Okay, well, then maybe a current booster would go, you know what, I really only like Kyle Bell. So I want to support him, and I want to sponsor the cowbell thing at the games. So I'm going to pull my money. You really don't think there's enough money to go around? Well, we're talking college football and men's basketball, and I know we're going to get the, well, Brady, what about swimming? What about tennis? Listen, it's no harm, no foul. If you can make the money, great. If I own a car dealership and I want to get behind swimming and I find the top swimmer at Colorado State and I want to endorse them, great. But if I'm like, I'm going to go with the stadium in Fort Collins that fills it up to, 40,000, 50,000. Oh, man, that's cool. I'm going to go with that sport. And, oh, I really love Dante Wright. That guy's a stud. I want to be there now. Or I love this Luke McAllister out of high school. I know he's transferring and all that stuff, but I like that kid. And I want to endorse him now, wherever he goes, because I have a national company. There's enough money, right? Now, I don't know how if this is going to be a big dent in what the NCAA does. Is this the beginning of the end? I can't answer all those questions right now. But, I mean, like, if you're talking, I don't know, 70 kids on a football team, on a pretty decent football team. Okay, CSU, Mountain West team, pretty okay. How many of them are actually going to get real money endorsements? They might. I mean, Dante Wright might get some cool stuff in Fort Collins. Get some big players. The quarterback, Toddy, he's going to get something. Some other guys might get, like, a local business that says, hey, here's $100 to come to a signing today. Now, again, there's a lot to work through with all this still. But that's what it's going to be. Johnny Manziel can sell an autograph for $20, whatever, and not get suspended for a first half of a football game. You should be able to do that. Noob says, you two do realize you make the decision on who wins. You can stop the madness. But see, we got to go with what we read the texts, and I know we make the decisions, but we don't fix it here. We're not NBA officials.
No, it's simple. It's the best text of the day wins.
Yes.
And he's owned it.
Right.
So what do you want us to do?
I can't, like, if you read a good, like, if you watch a player you don't like make a great play, LeBron James, you can't deny it.
Yeah.
You go, oh, I can't stand LeBron, but my God, that was a great
take.
That was
good. I'll give it to him.
And one. Dixon's that. He's that guy.
Yeah.
He makes great plays. We don't like him, but he makes amazing plays. And he finds ways to win. That's just, he's the LeBron James of this show, and I'm sorry if that hurts you, Hooligans. He is the LeBron James. You got to find a way to win. Get your three-point shooting in. Get some defense. Make some stops. Do what it takes. Weld County Swami, by the way, let's read the scoreboard. Scorebook. What's the scoreboard, I should say? Weld County Swami has one, and surprise, surprise, Dixon has one. If you're new to the show, first one of three wins. We got a Floyd Little signed jersey up for grabs. It's framed. Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte framed this. It's beautiful. They help us. All right. Weld County Swami, take Austin Eckler, for example. I know there are businesses in Eaton that would have loved. This is a great point. Clap out here. Susan and Cheryl finally shaking off that hangover from summer solstice. Kind of. Take Austin Eckler, for example. I know there are businesses in Eaton that would have loved for him to come in and do promotion while he was at Western. Noob should try spending less time at the Den if he wants to win this. That's where he gets most of his inspiration, man. He is literally Alex Caruso. All right, so let's go back to the Austin Eckler thing. Exactly right. Are Eaton, let me ask you this, any Eaton businesses right now on the stadium or doing any kind of deal with CSU? Nothing that hits my brain. Because, I mean, dude, I've seen some of those stadium packages and endorsement packages there and sponsorship packages. They're crazy. Typically, local businesses can't do that kind of thing. But you mean to tell me one of our great sponsors, Gould Parts, in downtown Eaton. Love that place. You mean to tell me that them or Eaton Grove Nursery or Mitch's Bar or whatever the hell it is wouldn't go throw a few dollars at Austin Eckler? Maybe $5,000 a year at Austin Eckler to come to my restaurant, wear a t-shirt with my bar name on the back of your shirt. Maybe not when you're, well, you bar. If you can eat food, you can be 18. Doesn't matter. Well, County Swami, imagine eating moms and Austin Eckler. I'm there. Okay. Well, County Swami might be on fire today. He might be on fire today. Wow, look at that. But that's what I'm saying, man. There's a lot of pieces to this pie. And Dalton Reisner out of Wiggins, he goes to K-State. You don't think Wiggins is going to support him in K-State. That's not taking away anything that Colorado State's doing. Town and Wiggins isn't. Suddenly you're opening this all up statewide. It's not just Fort Collins. It's not just CSU businesses. You're opening this up statewide. And now, I mean, there's plenty of businesses to go around. And we're talking of, you know, who knows? Maybe a stud quarterback in Alabama can see 20,000 a year in endorsements. Maybe more. That's up to them. Okay. Texter, then all the good players are going to follow the money and go to the Alabamas of the world, where the backup center will get more endorsements than the starting quarterback at CSU. It's already that way, though. I mean, if you're a two, three-star guy, you're going to go to Alabama and never play and then hope that somebody endorses you? If I'm in an Alabama business, oh, who are you? I'm the third-string center. I could have started at CSU, but I came here because I heard there's bigger endorsement money. Yeah, no. I don't care. I'm endorsing the quarterback, starting running back, the D-line. It's not pay for play, but you got to be good to play, folks. I don't think this is going to alter the way we do things.
I think it provides more parity because now there's a reason to stay in Colorado. And
absolutely there is.
Oh, I'm making 10 grand a year here,
yes,
being the starting quarterback. And if I go to Alabama and I'm third string, I'm not getting jacked.
Not getting anything. Now I can stay here because I'm a hometown kid.
Yep.
Maybe Luke McAllister stays at CSU. if this whole thing goes through officially. And now he's like, you know what? I can go get five dealerships today to do a deal. I mean, I'm looking around. Dalton Reisner, who I love, is doing a deal with Loveland Ford.
Yep.
Why couldn't that have happened when he was at K-State? They're going to do it anyway. Now they're millionaires getting more millions to do it. Listen, I think, and then some, the money's going to go to their heads and they're going to be. Dude, you already hear stories of players that didn't come from money and they make it and then they don't know what to do with it by the time they make their millions. You know, they don't all have that. Not, I certainly don't. There's a lot of kids when they're 18, then they go make it in the NFL at 22. NBA 22, and they get their first deal, and then they get their second mega deal, and they don't know how to do it. You don't think this is going to teach them more responsibility as they get into those leagues? Hey, I'm Walmart. You got to be here at 6 in the morning. We're doing a signing because it's a big CSU day. Oh, you're 30 minutes late? Sorry. Yanking it. That's part of the contract. Oh, you dropped your grade. You're ineligible to play? Sorry. You're no longer a Ram. You're no longer a Bear. You're no longer a Buff. Oh, you're not good anymore. The coach has pulled your scholarship. That's up to me if I want to continue to endorse you. But now you're not playing on a field. So this is what I've said for years. This is the simple fix. Let them earn. If they can't, that's up to them. I'm not here to fight for every athlete and make it an equal opportunity. I believe on the capitalist side of thinking here. Let them earn. Dixon says, so all these businesses start recruiting kids in high school. Nice. Well, maybe there's a rule in place where you can't get you can't sign an endorsement deal until you've signed your first scholarship deal. Maybe. Maybe not. Eastside Chris. There's reasons to that. There's reasons for that. Signal a little spotty today. There's big news coming, folks. Big news.
Huge.
I can't even announce it.
Huge.
I could give you a hint. Drive to the south side of the building at KFKA Studios and look at the new logo.
That's all we can say.
That's all I can say. So if the signal's a little spotty today, it's because big things are in the works. You can listen online, too. I don't think that affects it, does it?
No.
Okay.
That's different.
1310KFKA.com. We got to take a break here soon, and I got a big story to get, but hold on. Let me read Texter. And if you're worrying about it being equal, stop with the communist crap. I know swimmers that could be headed to the Olympics will make more than some backup on the football team. Exactly. The old Jeremy Bloom? I always want to call him Orlando Bloom. Jeremy Bloom. Yes. The movie we reviewed, his sister. He was playing for CU. He was going to make it to the Olympics as a skier, but he couldn't. Because the NCAA said, no, you can't make money off of your likeness. We own that likeness. You can't do that. They locked out a collegiate athlete from representing them, Colorado, in the Olympics. Bloom just tweeted out, I knew the NCAA would be on the wrong side of history on this one. It's exactly right. Let's read the who were we getting here? This power to play sports poll question: good move or bad move that the Supreme Court basically said stop putting the restrictions on them, let them earn, let them earn. It's a great thing. Let's see, 54% of the hooligans say it's a bad move. Bad move. 40. Well, some of you are probably still confused. The NCAA is paying them. No, they're not. That might be something down the road. I don't know, but for now, this is what it is. All right, Colfax, the big story of the day. Coming up here, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Dun, 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 dun. That's big story music right there. The Harlem Globetrotters want to become an NBA franchise. They are freaking undefeated, aren't they? Did they lose one? Did the Generals get one over them once? They said basketball would not be what it is without us today. The Harlem Globetrotters want to bring their over 27,000 wins to basketball's Commissioner Adam Silver. The Harlem Globetrotters are requesting that the league designate the club as an NBA franchise after several years of contributions to the NBA. It says, based on what we've already proven, we can field a team of talent on par with the pros of today, and we want the chance to do that. The Globetrotters wrote in a letter, as a world-renowned and legendary professional basketball team, we petition Commissioner Adam Silver, the NBA governors, and the powers that be to grant the original Harlem Globetrotters an NBA franchise. Not now, but right now. Hey, it'd go right in with the NBA fixing games and everything, right? I mean, the Globetrotters, they've never lost. Have you ever been to a Globetrotters game?
Have not.
It's actually really fun.
I'm sure.
But, I mean, they're really talented with basketball and doing like these individual moves and stuff, but it's not really. It's a show. It's a show, folks. It's something, you know.
Yeah.
It's not. It's like seeing Wayne Newton in Vegas now. It's not really an album you'd want to buy, right? You wouldn't want to buy anything current from Wayne Newton. You'd go see him, but it's not like music anymore. It's a novelty, exactly right. 25 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's Top Text Tuesday. Bring it. Someone must dethrone the great Dixon. He's the two-time champ. We've only had one two-time champ, and that's Dixon. But I don't make the rules. I don't make the rules here. You guys do. The Hooligans do. 26 minutes after the hour. Short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. The Power Trip, weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly the music you play when you have this man on this legendary Colorado State Ram, former running back for the CSU Rams, my good friend Kyle Bell. And we always need more Kyle Bell, not just Cowbell, but Kyle Bell. My friend, how in the world are you? It's been a little while.
I'm doing great, man. Yeah, thanks. It has been a while. Thanks for having me back on, catching up a little bit. And, you know, I'll never get tired of hearing that song, that's for sure.
Well, see, wouldn't it have been amazing if a dealership comes to you and we got, like, Kyle Bell themed cowbells in the stadium and they got their logo slapped on it and it's an endorsement deal for you and everybody's happy, man. You're happy you get a few extra bucks to throw around and the business is happy. Everybody's pumped and we're having a good time.
You know, I would not have turned that down, I'll tell you that much.
Now, this is interesting because, Kyle, you do have that other side of it, and people are still kind of confused with this. Of course, Supreme Court basically shutting down the NCAA's restrictions and regulations to allow players like yourself at that time, to be able to make some money off of their likeness. That's essentially what it comes down to, and there's still people out there that are like thinking the NCAA is paying them, and that's just not the case. It would allow you individually to do your own thing as long as you're keeping your grades up, as long as you're still a good enough player to make the team.
Right, and I think, you know, I think it's something that's probably long overdue. I mean, I think when you get to that point of, okay, how do you, you know, if it's the NCAA, if it's the school compensating student athletes, you know, you kind of throw the whole legitimacy of the amateur status and think, you know, it's a long road to go down as far as if it's, you know, the NCAA compensating student athletes. I think from a standpoint of each individual athlete, you know, just being able to monetize and profit off of who they are, you know, their image, their likeness, their own brand, so to speak, outside the confines of what they're doing, you know, as an athlete. But you're kind of getting to that point now, you know, talking about these student athletes as individuals, you know, the ability to be able to do that. And I do see the other side of the coin as far as, you know, is that something that's fair? You know, a starting quarterback at Alabama is probably going to have more demand and will be more highly compensated for his likeness than a running back at San Diego State. Or, you know, I mean, I think you're getting what I'm saying.
Sure.
You kind of talk about the demand or what the value is, you know, so it kind of brings up a whole other list of potential issues. And then I think there's a whole conversation about fairness and how you go about doing that. Certainly, again, you know, the starting point guard for the men's basketball team is going to have more demand for than a female on the women's golf team. So I get that side of it, but at least to be able to kind of start breaking down some of these barriers as far as at least allowing, you know, student athletes to have the ability to do that, I think is a very positive step in the right direction for them.
Now, Kyle, we've had a couple of texters throughout the day say things like, oh, great, now you're going to have businesses involved in the recruiting process. And I'm still kind of reading through all the legalities of everything. But to your understanding, or at least what we know so far, is it going to be something where they have to commit to the school first or a school first and then businesses can come? Or can I start pursuing you?
I'm curious, is that, if you know that side of it yet, but can I start pursuing a kid as soon as they graduate or even while they're in high school?
You know, in all honesty, Brady, I guess I'm not as familiar with, which is kind of what, you know, how it's structured at this point,
sure.
Right? With what all that entails. Because, yeah, you're talking about, okay, what if, you know, you got a multi-million or billion-dollar company that has money to throw around and say, you know, we want to, you know, slap our name on this kid and have him kind of be a face for us and promote him and do things with him. Whereas you got a small mom and shop, you know, small mom and pop shop in Fort Collins who doesn't have that ability to do that, right? So, you know, again, man, it's just that's, I think, one of the reasons why it's taken so long for us to kind of start going down this road is there's just so many factors and so many variables involved with, okay, how does the NCAA actually oversee this? You know, how do they, I guess, quote-unquote, regulate it from a standpoint that still creates fairness across the board for everybody? And I'll tell you this, I'm certainly glad that I wouldn't want to be the person in charge of having to figure all that out, because I think there's, you know, this is just the beginning. I think there are going to be a lot more conversations that are had as this unfolds and what all it does entail. But I think more specifically to your question, yeah, I think it should be a matter of, you know, don't do anything until, you know, someone is there at the school, is enrolled, is a member of their sports team. But at the same time, you're going to have a lot more opportunity going to play at USC in Los Angeles and get probably better deals there than, you know, going to a small, you know, small town like Fort Collins or anything kind of along those lines. So who knows how it's going to unfold.
You know, you're right. And trust me, there's so many different things. There's avenues we have to still sort through. But I think about yourself, you know, again, we're talking to Kyle Bell, former Colorado State running back. You're a local guy. You went to Weld Central, hometown Kingsburg, of course. And I look at those towns, like, let's face it, not a lot of those businesses, and maybe there's some, but not a lot of those businesses are going to be able to afford to put their logo up at Canvas Stadium or whatever it is Colorado State's doing. But they can purchase 300 cowbells and put Kyle Bell's name on there and slap their logo. And they're with you now. And whatever you might do, maybe you do a signing. Maybe you put together some kind of deal in Kingsburg. And I look at that and I go, wow, suddenly these guys can give back instantly rather than, okay, maybe they make it to the NFL. Chances are maybe they don't, but they can start giving back now, which draws some attention to some of these smaller communities.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like you said, a twofold approach from that. You get the benefit of a student athlete, you know, being able to make some money, in addition to what they're getting from a scholarship standpoint, which is a very good thing. And then, yeah, like you said, the communities, the towns in which these schools are in, and, you know, being able to get them involved in a way that they might not have been able to do before. I remember back to 2005-ish, there was a group of guys who got together and made some more Kyle Bell t-shirts. I remember that. My dad got one. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world that, you know, these guys were putting my name on a t-shirt. And I do remember the school kind of stepping in and saying, hey, it's probably not a good idea. We don't want you to do that because of that very reason. You know, I wasn't involved in doing, putting those together. I wasn't certainly making any money from that. But I think, you know, the school kind of jumped out ahead of that just so there wouldn't be any potential issues. So, you know, if someone came to me and said, we want to make some t-shirts and we'll give you a couple bucks for every t-shirt that we sell, you know, I think that's something that, you know, you can kind of start looking at. And then too, I think the whole thing being, you know, for some of these big schools and some of these big time college athletes, more often than not, they're probably going to get a shot in the NFL, right? They're going to have their opportunity to make that kind of money. You know, not everybody will, certainly. It's not a guarantee, but there's still those opportunities for those guys to make the big money. And what they're doing as far as how they can potentially, compensate these athletes for using their name and their image. It doesn't have to be big money, right? It doesn't have to be big money. You know, I think for a lot of student athletes, I mean, just a little bit of money would go a long way for some of them. And so, again, the issue is do you set limits? Do you set restrictions on what they can make? And how does that work? So, but back to your point, I think it's a great opportunity for people, you know, not just from a student athlete standpoint.
Well, and I look at it too when you think, you know, we're getting texters too. They're like, well, they're getting the scholarships, they're already getting the room and board and all this other stuff. And again, I look at that and I say, well, it's not the NCAA that's adding on to that. This is because what's different, Kyle? You go to school, you get a scholarship to play football. Well, what if Billy Bob gets a scholarship to be a doctor? I don't know if anybody named Billy Bob is a doctor, but they could do a TikTok video and get millions of followers, and suddenly Sprite wants to put their logo in that video. But because you're not playing football or basketball for the NCAA, for CSU, you can make that money. So I look at it and say, if other scholarship students are allowed to make money, if they have the time, if they can find it, then why are we locking up guys like yourself, for athletes, and basically just say, hey, you guys can't do anything without us approving it?
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I first and foremost, I feel very, you know, grateful for the opportunity that I was able to get my education paid for. I know a lot of people aren't in that boat. You know, a lot of people have to, kids have to take on debt. You know, people that are still paying off student loans and having to repay for their education over decades. And so from that standpoint, you know, I'm very grateful for that. You know, that I was able to do that. I had my degree paid for. I was able to, you know, the scholarship paid for my room and board, so after the dorms, you know, I was still able to live in a house. The rent was paid for, and you know, you go to summer school, you get a little bit of money to cover your rent for summer school. So really, you know, from it was zero expenses for, you know, for that 4.5 years for me. And like I said, that to me was huge in the value of that. And so, you know, yeah, they are compensated from that standpoint. But like, you know, kind of the point we're making here is it's not the NCAA coming in and saying, okay, above that, or even schools, you know, individual schools saying, okay, above that, we're going to pay you for the service, you know, you essentially provide in being an athlete. You know, I guess I don't even know if you can consider it a service, you know, in the college world, you know, from that standpoint. I think, you know, when you look at professional athletes, it, you know, they provide a service. They provide their, you know, their talents and their time and their, obviously, their bodies, their, you know, what they do as far as being an athlete to generate the ticket sales, to generate the jersey sales, the merchandise for their respective organizations and for, you know, the NFL, the NBA, and things like that. And on the college level, obviously, it's a lot different, right? It's they're there, they're getting their education paid for because they happen to play sports. But now we're kind of stepping outside of that and saying, okay, you know, we're essentially giving them an opportunity to make money off of them as an individual, not necessarily an athlete.
We're talking to Kyle Bell, former Colorado State Rams running back. And, you know, I guess when you look at this, I think of players like yourself. I mean, you were plagued with some injuries late in your career that carried over on your journey to try to get into the NFL. And it was, you know, you and I have talked personally about it, too, where it was just at the end of the day, it's like, man, it just happens. Some players just catch those bugs. But you gave your heart and soul to Colorado State. You were a household name, and people still, I tweeted it today, people still know and love you. Talk about it. And that's where I get frustrated for athletes like you, guys that were sensational, guys that really were great for their schools, but injuries, or maybe they just didn't have it for that next step, but it doesn't take away what they did for their school. So that's where I look at it and say, let them earn while they're there, because there is no guarantee that they're going on to the next step.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is a very short window, you know, that as student athletes that we have. I mean, the majority of any student athlete Division I all the way down to, you know, small junior college schools. I mean, we only have a short time period to do what we love to do, right? And same thing, if you're fortunate enough to get to the professional level and get paid for what you can do, I mean, the window there is short as well. And so, you know, I think back again, you know, seeing, you know, at the CSU bookstore, them selling jerseys with the number 34 on it. You know, I wasn't, of the mindset that they're selling those jerseys just for the number 34. I mean, you could have had any number on there, and people probably still would have bought them because they, you know, they want to have a football jersey and things like that. But you know, there was always kind of that part of me that was like, you know, am I, because the number 34 is on there, are they selling any more jerseys because of that? I don't know. But yeah, the whole thing is, yeah, these kids are doing something that's a lot bigger than them, and what they're doing as far as bringing excitement to athletic departments, excitement to the school, and you know, a lot of people will say, you know, their education, you know, they're being compensated for that in the form of their education, that's enough. But I think when you look at it, you know, when push comes to shove, you know, that may not be enough in some cases to where, hey, there's a lot of money out there being generated by these programs, and is there a more, I don't want to use the word equitable way to handle that, but at the very least give them the ability to have that opportunity.
Kyle, are there any more of those T-shirts available, the More Kyle Bell? Or if they are, I'll pay you right now. I'll give you the percentage. It's done.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like I said, I know my father has one. Maybe we could slap it on eBay, and we'll just let it go to the highest bidder, man. Supply and demand. There's only a few of them, right?
Dude, I'm down. I am totally down. Man, always appreciate your insight on this. I thought of you first on this because I know we've talked about it in the past. Hey, real quick, I don't know how up to speed you are with Colorado State football. Coach Addazio, we got the transfer portal going on left and right.
Oh, man.
What are your thoughts there? And I've only got a couple of minutes, but yeah, nowadays, man, just before you can barely get to know a guy.
Yeah.
And they're already entering the transfer portal. That one is tough because I get that, but at the same time, it's like the old West right now. People are in that thing left and right.
You know, and again, I think I like the flexibility that the NCAA has given these guys to have that freedom, you know, have that ability to transfer and not have to, you know, potentially sit out a year or have to redshirt and do things like that. But it's kind of the same thing. It's like if you open it up to that degree, you have to understand that it's going to happen a lot more often. And, you know, you got to be, I guess, you know, as individual schools, kind of willing to accept the consequences of that and understand that this is kind of the new world of it all. So, you know, maybe these coaches have to be more diligent in their recruiting process. I know they already are, but at the very least, you know, what are you doing to ensure the guys that you're trying to convince to come play for your program that they're supported and that they feel like they're supported? So, you know, just like everything else, we're kind of, as it evolves, I think, you know, coaches and these schools will have to kind of learn, you know, how to adapt to it.
Yeah, no question about it, man. You're constantly looking over your shoulder, even if you land that top recruit. Now, the work is certainly not done. Kyle, we could talk to you all day, my friend. We got to do this on a regular basis. I know you are a busy man, but like I said, put me down. Let's get that T-shirt. I'm wearing it as soon as I get that bad boy.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right, Kyle. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, Brady.
That's Kyle Bell. That's a legend right there. That's a Colorado State Rams legend. 46 minutes after the hour. I'm way overdue here. I got to jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back to the show. I blew through that clock, Colfax, so I'm way in trouble here. Got to remind you, this Friday, I'm going to be live and on location at Rule 105, formerly Broken Plow Brewery. Going to be a great time. Come out, say hi to us. They're going to have giveaways and all that, and of course, beer. That's Rule 105, where it used to be Broken Plow Brewery, if I can spit that out. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farouk-Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
It's Top Text Tuesday, everybody. Time to bring it. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. We can talk about this, the Supreme Court, the NCAA, making money off your likeness, all that. That was a great interview from Kyle Bell, though. He's a great guy. You know what? I had a chance to catch up with him about a year ago, right before, maybe a year and a half, right before the pandemic hit. And we've talked a lot online and stuff, but he's a great guy, a sensational player, and we appreciate him taking some time to help us chip away at this discussion because it's an interesting one. So if you want to text on that one, if you're new to the show, text KFKA to 970-478-1301. Our Power to Play Sports poll question is up and loaded for you. Good move or bad move? Basically, allowing players to make money. That's what this rounds out to be, to make money off their likenesses. Not a check from the NCAA, actual money coming in from endorsement deals or whatever. Yes, I do believe there's going to be some murky waters. There's already murky waters, Colfax. I had an old pastor that once told me this. If this doesn't work, we go back to what wasn't working before. I mean, it's not working now. The NCAA is corrupt as blank. And you're saying, oh, this is going to ruin the integrity of the game. It's already... Dude, we've had sex parties enticing players to go play. We've had fake classes. We've had coaches taking exams for students. It's happened in our own backyard. So don't sit there and tell me this is ruining college sports. College sports was on its way down for a while now. Seriously. And yes, I still believe that if a legitimate minor league steps up, then you're in trouble. If the XFL actually is worth watching, which Colfax believes it is, but I haven't heard a damn thing about it. I don't know what's going on with that. If Harlem Globetrotters start their own league. That's a great story, by the way. That's not happening, right? Come on. They're just going to hit their own basketball team? Are they going to be in part of the team now? So that's the Harlem Globetrotters, and they get to draft and all that stuff? Well, you got it. You can't double dribble and travel, because I saw that. That happens a lot. All right, man, a lot to get to today. Our Power to Play Sports poll question. Supreme Court ruled that the NCAA may not place limits on education-related benefits. Basically, the NCAA athletes can earn. They can earn money. Dollar, $100, $1,000, you name it. Bad move, good move. 60% of the hooligans say it's a bad move. Wow. Go to thewholeshow.com and vote. Second hour coming up next. It's Top Text Tuesday. We'll be right back.